topless models doing semaphore, wave their flags as she walks by and get ignored. Illuminations on a rainy day, when she walks her footsteps sing a reckless serenade. I've been trying to figure out exactly what it is I need, called up to listen to the voice of reason, and got the answering machine. The type of kisses where teeth collide, when she laughs the heavens home, a stone.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 176. I'm your host, Sid Satter. Started things off there with Arctic Monkeys, a track off the third Difficult album, I suppose. That song is called Reckless Serenade and is on the band's album Suck It and See, which came out June 7th on Domino Records. It is a fine return to form for the band. The second album was kind of rocky. The first was fantastic, so it's a good one. Give that one a listen. It is a more rock album than you could imagine. It's interesting to think about where rock is today and what rock really means, aside from, say, subgenres like garage. Are there rock bands that aren't hard rock bands or new metal bands or post-grunge bands, but real rock bands? Well, if so, Arctic Monkeys might be them. Let's see, I've got lots of good music for you this week. So let's dig into a few of these. This is a track by Kishibashi. This song is called Bright Whites.
Cufflinks and hands in wrong places and faces and creeps. job the bad, looking at the faded pictures for you to see and me to see. Murder and colonies, land without rivers, ranging in the middle of some sad destiny.
Such a brat. I talked with an accent I didn't have. I borrowed from this and I borrowed from that to make my affected accent.
His affected accent.
Oh yeah. Such a brat. Such a brat. I used big words and I talked through my hat. I said recline when I should have said sat in my affected accent.
His affected accent.
Well, alright. Such a brat, such a brat. Used big words, I talked through my hat. I said the aforementioned, what I should have said that in my affected accent. His affected accent. I droned like William F. Buckley does. I should have been bullied more than I was with my affected accent. I had a fake professorial rolling O. Oh, oh. I talked about things that I didn't know in my affected accent. All right. 40 years later, I apologize for my affected accent. Whoa, whoa. Years later, he apologizes for his affected accent. Oh.
Well, that could be no one other than Jonathan Richman. That song is called My Affected Accent, and that's on his album, O Moon, Queen of Night on Earth. That came out November of last year on Vapor Records. I missed it at the time, but I'm glad I've picked it up. It might not be essential Jonathan Richman listening, but if you're a fan, you're going to want to grab this one. Musically, it sounds a lot like his mid-80s output. That album recorded with just he and Tommy Larkin, and it sounds pretty much recorded in the same room, one take sort of thing. So kind of intimate there and nice. Lyrically, a little more mature, though that song itself, just a fun little romp there. Before that, Kishibashi with the track Bright Whites on the EP Room for Dream that was self-released back May of this year. Kishibashi is the project of Kei Ishibashi, a member of Montreal, leader of the band Jupiter One, and a violinist in some demand. I know he's played with Regina Spektor and a few other people. That's a fun little pop album there. Four tracks, one of them featuring Kevin Barnes on vocals. That track there reminded me of the Kinks, and that's a good thing. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works at this point. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's really that simple. Every week that music comes in, I listen to it. We decide what's good, what's bad, but either way, it gets played. Hopefully I make good choices, get good new music, and play it on the podcast, and you come back week after week. But sometimes I fail. I pick up an artist that I think is going to be good or take a chance on an album, and it's just not that good. But hey, better I make the mistake than you, right? And that's kind of where we are with the next album. Playing something here from the new Moby album, Destroyed. It's an interesting album in that it's not interesting at all. Several times in his career, he's really been a pioneer. At this point, not so much. The album itself has lots of little bits from his ambient periods, a few little electro-rock pieces, though not many. But mostly, there's just not a lot interesting about this album. So you're going to have to bear with me as we play through a track here, and you can make up your own mind. This one's a little housier track, I guess. This track is called Lie Down in Darkness. As I said, it's on Destroyed, which just came out in May on Mute Records. We'll be right back.
to all of the women that I've ever loved. When I was with you, I would say that I was better off. But you were never mine to begin with, all right. And when I'm gone, carry on. To all of my friends with whom I get fucked up, we will laugh till we cry and we'll drink till we're drunk. But the world is reborn while we sleep it off. And in the dawn, carry on. To all of the songs that I wish I had sung, you will ring in my ears till my days are done.
And you're lost,
but someone will find you, someone always does. To sing along, sing on, sing on.
That track was called Carry On. It's by the Lawrence, Kansas band Hospital Ships. And that's on the new album Lonely Twin, which came out June 7th on Graveface Records. That is the project of Jordan Giger, who was Minus Story, and has now put together a new project that I just love. I believe that's his second album, but seen him gig around a lot, and I really, really enjoy that album. And that song there is a fantastic picture of what he can do there. Before that, we played that Moby track, Lie Down in Darkness. Maybe you enjoyed that. If so, this album might be for you. If not, well, I don't blame you much. We're going to go ahead and end the podcast. I got one more track for you. Let's get some business out of the way first, though. I'll let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 176. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com or follow me on Twitter at SidMuchRock. You're going to catch me this week at the Matt and Kim show, and then next week at the Bill Callahan show at the Beaumont and Record Bar, respectively. So hopefully I'll see you at either of those. If not, keep a look on the website, and you'll see pictures and video from those shows. Okay, we're going to end the track here with a band called Riverside from Warsaw, Poland. This is a band who have been around for many years in the metal scene, though not typically what I would play here at the last track. This isn't secret folk Viking black death metal. It's progressive metal, or actually, this album just is more progressive rock, which is no geekier a thing than you could ever play on a podcast. It's certainly hard to admit that someone is at all interested in progressive rock without sounding like the biggest nerd ever. So I'll say I'm not interested at all. I don't know why I got it. It just happened here. Yeah, whatever. But anyway, I was curious, and I picked up this album. And though I'm not sold on it, It is interesting, and if you hearken back to the stereophonic love of the 1970s prog bands, this might do it for you. So let's end with this. This is a band called Riverside. The song is called Forgotten Land, and it's on the album Memories in My Head, which came out on the Laser's Edge. Actually, I guess it's not out yet. It comes out June 28th. So see, preview prog rock, even nerdier. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Crying, this is the song of love.